Hi, I'm Christy the Wordsmith. Off-the-grid households and communities operate independently of utility companies. These self-sufficient pioneers heat and cook with wood stoves, collect rainwater and snowmelt, and create their own electrical power with wind turbines or solar panels. Unlike the rest of us, committed off-gridders never pay a utility bill. What exactly is the grid that these energy mavericks are avoiding? Sources differ in their definitions. Paul McFedrie's WordSpy, a website devoted to monitoring new words in the English language, suggests the phrase off the grid began showing up during the early 1990s. McFedrie's defines the new grid this way. The grid in this phrase is the informational name given to the electricity network's interlocking system of transmission lines and power stations. So, off the grid originally meant only a disconnection from the electricity supply and has been used in that sense in the power industry for some time. But lexicographer Anne Sukhanov asserts this phrase was inspired by a military sense of the word grid. Sukhanov writes, "The Joint Chiefs of Staff's Dictionary of Military Terms defines grid as two sets of parallel lines intersecting at right angles and forming squares. The grid is superimposed on maps to permit identification of ground locations. So, when you're off the grid, you're off the map."
Christy the Wordsmith is sponsored by the Gelhausen Family Foundation, Corporation for Public Broadcasting, and Zoot Enterprises of Bozeman, Montana, a global provider of advanced decision management solutions for the financial services industry. ZootSolutions.com.